Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It has been and I'm Josh Rauncher, by the way. Good to be with you as we head into the 9 o'clock hour. Great job by Joel Nelson behind the glass. It has been a different sort of offseason for your Pittsburgh Pirates. And it got even more different today as they acquired Ryan O'Hearn, a free agent deal, a multi-year contract for your Pittsburgh Pirates. And Ryan O'Hearn will be a Bucco next season, and here to talk about that and a little bit more, we welcome in our pal from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the host of Bucco Territory, the Bucco Territory podcast, Noah Hiles. Noah, how are you tonight?
I'm well, Josh. How are you?
I'm doing well. Favorite Christmas movie, go.
It's a Wonderful Life. I was actually texting with my mom about this earlier today. It really grew on me as I've aged. I just think it's like a beautiful story, and honestly, I think it's like the only movie that makes me cry every time I watch it.
I got to be honest, Noah, I did not expect you to go down the It's a Wonderful Life well. Typically, you ask that question and you get like a Home Alone or a Christmas Story, yeah, or I Love Christmas Vacation. You get that, or Elf, yeah, or something like that. You don't typically get the 1946 classic It's a Wonderful Life, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, I actually just tweeted my Mount Rushmore this evening. Because my Mount Rushmore is It's a Wonderful Life, Home Alone, Christmas Vacation, and A Charlie Brown Christmas.
See, I'm of the opinion that Home Alone 2 is actually better than Home Alone 1.
I agree, but I don't think we could appreciate the ridiculousness of Home Alone 2. Like, the acts of violence that child did to those robbers.
Yeah.
I mean, they should have died like 7 times. Whereas in the first movie, they're just like stepping on stuff in their bare feet. Like, they're getting hit by bricks falling off of a 3-story building.
Yeah, there's a scene where an entire room blows up and a man turns into a skeleton in a different scene as well because he's electrocuted. And somehow they survive. It does go to a different level. Have you ever heard the fan theory that Kevin McAllister becomes the Jigsaw guy from Saw, the movie Saw?
I wouldn't doubt it. Like, that is sinister stuff. Like, I still just don't get why he didn't talk to the police. You know, like, this could have been resolved.
Yeah, he's like separated from his parents in a strange city, and he never once thinks, like, maybe I should just go to the police station and tell them that I don't know where my parents are, but.
Yeah, especially after he sees two people who tried to kill him. You know, like, I did nothing wrong here. Like, just help me.
I will say the brick scene off the roof, though, is an all-time Christmas movie moment. I think it might be the best singular moment in any Christmas movie ever made when the bricks hit him in the head. That's perfect. All right, Noah, let's get into this. What are the Pirates getting in Ryan O'Hearn?
They're getting an all-star. I mean, I've said this elsewhere on my podcast and for the Post-Gazette as well. I mean, this isn't a franchise-changing talent, but this is a guy whose floor is pretty high. And, I mean, this is the goal for the Pirates this offseason is to turn the worst offense in baseball to a league average offense. If you do that, you're a playoff team with how good your pitching is. And Ryan O'Hearn in your lineup makes your offense a lot better. He gives lineup protection to the middle of the order. He's probably going to end up making Reynolds and Cruz more productive by just that additional protection. He's a veteran presence with playoff experience who can be like a mentor to a young Connor Griffin or either other young guys like Garcia and Mangum who have been acquired in trades. And he's just consistent. He doesn't really have a flaw to his game, Josh. I mean, he's a good fielder. He's a solid base runner. He can play multiple positions. He can hit for power, and he doesn't hit for a low average. He's a solid ball player. Again, not an amazing player. He's not a household name, but he's a guy that would start on all 30 teams in Major League Baseball.
Where does he slide into the lineup right now?
I think I bat him cleanup. As far as the lineup, I'm looking at it like he might be in right field. I just Reynolds' defensive metrics aren't favorable. And I think between those two, let's say they both play 160 games. If O'Hearn plays, 70 in right, 30 in first and the rest of DH, and then you allow Reynolds to also play like 70 and right, and then 90 at DH. Like, I think it's some sort of combination like that. But I personally would probably make him my primary right fielder and Reynolds my primary designated.
That's interesting. Certainly, where obviously they made the move for Lau as well. Where does Lau factor in? And does it seem like they've kind of intentionally gone out to get guys with some positional versatility to their games as well as, obviously increased bats for their lineup?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you want to have – that's modern baseball. Like,
yeah.
You look – even a team like the Dodgers, like, they move Mookie Betts around. They've moved other guys around. Like, that's just kind of how it is now. If you're only a one-position guy, you better be really good. Otherwise, your odds of seeing the field are a lot lower. So – with Lau, I pretty much anticipate him to be second base in DH. I know there have been some people suggesting he'd play left field. I don't know why that would be the case. I think Garcia and Mangum, they're two young guys they just acquired in trade, are both fine defenders. I mean, Mangum is a plus glove who I think would profile great in left field at PNC Park, and I'd even rather have O'Hearn in left field than Lau. I think Lau is the guy you play at second base or DH him on days where you want to get him a little bit of maintenance.
Are they done, Noah, do you think, or is there more to come?
No, I think there's more to come. I don't know the significance of their moves. It might just be patching up the bullpen. I mean, fans should hope that there's another bat on the way. You look at third base. I was encouraged with what I saw from Jared Triolo in the last couple months of the season. I thought his swing was really good and he was hitting the ball hard. I think Jared Triolo is like your perfect first guy off the bench. And if he plays his way into being an everyday player through an opportunity that comes from injury or just someone ahead of him not playing well, that's great. But I don't think it's a strong idea to have him as your everyday third baseman to start the season. I'd look at Okamoto, the Japanese free agent that they've been linked to. Gino Suarez is probably out of their price range. Okamoto might be out of their price range too. I'd explore a trade for Alec Baum in Philadelphia. He's on the final year of his deal there. I don't know. I would look at third, or I would look for an offensive first catcher. I think they're one bat away from being solid, and I think probably trades would be the way to go if you're looking for an actual impact player as opposed to free agency.
I found it interesting. O'Hearn, you look at his career splits, not a great hitter against lefties, but this past season he was actually a pretty good hitter against left-handed pitching. In fact, his OPS against lefties was like 832 this year. Why the sudden rise for that? And is maybe that part of the reason that the Pirates looked at him and said, hey, look, this is a guy that, you know, we can rely on to play every day, even though the career numbers might not say it. Last year's numbers certainly did.
Yeah, I mean, last year was kind of a breakout year for him. That's where he kind of established himself as being something more than a platoon guy. He was an all-star. I believe he started at DH in the all-star game for the American League. But yeah, on this roster, he should play every day. I mean, even at his worst, there aren't nine hitters better than him on this team. Not right now, anyway. So yeah, I look at O'Hearn as a guy that between first base, a corner outfield spot, and designated hitter, if he's healthy and isn't running on fumes, he should be playing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Talking with Noah Hiles from the Post-Gazette and the host of Bucko Territory podcast. Bigger picture, Noah, here. This is something that just kind of popped in my mind today. It was surprising to some, or maybe many, when Ben Cherington was brought back. Is what we're seeing right now with these moves, trades to add more salary, a multi-year free agent added, is this maybe part of why they kept Ben Cherington around, where they said, hey, look, we like what this team has done from a pitching standpoint, building that, and now we're going to try to help you out a little bit. Maybe where you're lacking, we're going to try to help you out by giving you some money. Is this kind of a sign that they actually trust what Ben Cherington is doing beyond the fact that they brought him back for another year that surprised some people?
I think that's part of it, yeah. I mean, if you don't trust your GM to spend your money, then he shouldn't be your GM.
Yeah.
Like, I reject the notion that some people believe, you know, Nutting doesn't trust him to spend money. That's why he can't go out and spend. And then why are you employing the guy? That's literally his job. But I think they brought him back because of the pitching side of things. I mean, they have been hitting a little bit more on, you know, the draft picks. If you look in the last couple of years, their drafts have gone pretty well. And I also think, I mean, at that point in time, Josh, I mean, that's a hard job to fill. And it's a very hard job to fill when you're not allowed to rebuild. And Bob Nutting did not want a rebuild. So if you're a new general manager, you're coming into this small market situation, you have to win now with a low budget. You're probably not able to trade away your top prospects. You're not allowed to spend a ton of money. And oh, by the way, there's a looming lockout a season away from now. It's just not really a situation that's conducive for a newcomer to succeed in. So I think their thought was, let's give Ben one more year. Let's give him a little bit more resources and see what happens. There might not be baseball next year anyway. So, you know, let's see how the chips fall.
What does this all mean for Andrew McCutchen?
I don't see where Andrew McCutchen fits on this team. I mean, I grew up watching Andrew McCutchen play for the Pirates. I've covered him for years, and he's been great to the city. But he had his worst career season last year at age 39 or 38, in his late 30s. He's one of the oldest active players in Major League Baseball. He can't play anywhere in the field, and he was a below-average hitter. So, I mean, are you going to anchor him down in that DH spot when, let's be honest, there are two better options to be your everyday DH? If you wanted to commit that spot to Reynolds, who they chose over McCutchen to take those DH reps when Reynolds couldn't play in the field early last year, or O'Hearn, who was an all-star at that position last year, I mean, I think you side with one of them. And do you want McCutchen to be on your bench when essentially all he can do is pinch hit and DH on off days for Reynolds or O'Hearn? I don't know. I mean, maybe if you don't feel confident in Mangum or Garcia to be an everyday regular next year, or to be a regular on the major league roster at least next year, then you sign McCutchen. But I just think that $5 million that he'd probably get paid would be better spent elsewhere. I'd rather spend that on a Willie Castro, a super utility guy who could hold down short until Connor Griffin's ready. I'd rather spend that on a legitimate bullpen arm, or maybe even a left-handed veteran starter like an Andrew Heaney type to just anchor the back end of that rotation until Jared Jones is back to 100% or Hunter Barco's ready for the big league. So I don't see it making a lot of sense for them to bring back Andrew McCutchen.
Percentage chance, Noah, that they get rid of Mitch Keller at this point in time?
Five, if that. Like I don't see them trading Mitch Keller for a multitude of reasons. I mean, one, if you trade Keller, then you're going to have to go sign his replacement, because, I mean, the rotation's solid as is. And I think you kind of got what you wanted to gain this offseason without having to move him. So if they move Keller now, I think it'd be strictly financial to clear up more money for another signing like a Okamoto or a Suarez. And I don't think that would probably even be enough if they freed up the 16.5 that Mitch is going to make. So yeah, I think Mitch is going to be a Pirate. And I think that's in the best interest for both parties. I think this team's better with him there to be an innings eater and be the number two until Bubba Chandler's ready to step up and be the Robin to Skeens' Batman.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I would like to see them not have to get rid of salary and a decent pitcher to get to be able to add, you know, salary back the other way.
And I'll add real quick here. I mean, I was convinced. I was the one reporting Keller's interest all last season, and I was pretty vocal about how confident I was that he would be moved this offseason. But what I didn't know at that time was that you could get Brandon Lau, Jake Mangum, and Mason Montgomery for Mike Burrows.
Yeah.
And that you could get the number 85 prospect in baseball who's big league ready for Johan Oviedo. Like, if I had known that those deals were on the table, I would have probably thought twice about the Keller information I was getting. And I also think that Keller's stock isn't as high as it probably was at the trade deadline. So I don't know. I think Keller's here, and I think that's a good thing for the Pirates.
Yeah, I would agree with that for sure. All right, Noah, you and I texted about this a little bit before. I don't want to reveal too much, but I'm going to let you talk about the story that you have coming out in the Post-Gazette tomorrow, because I know you're very excited about it, and I am very excited about reading this story that you have, and it involves the rivalry game that we will see Sunday between the Steelers and the Browns.
Yeah, I'll just say a couple months ago, I was sitting on my couch watching the Steelers Super Bowl 40 DVD, trying to find
as we all
story
do.
Angles. Well, I mean, in this new role, I'm trying to find, because I knew the 20-year anniversary was this year, and I was thinking, like, what are some weird things that happened that year that could make a unique story? And one thing popped out to me on the DVD. I saw it, and I was like, you know what? A lot of people remember this, and not a lot of people are aware of where this person is now. And I did some digging. I tracked some people down, got some people together, and I put together a story that I think a lot of people are going to enjoy, one that I'm really proud of, and I think will probably go down as one of the best I'll ever write. So I'm super excited for the world to see it tomorrow.
I will say this. There is an iconic image that is associated with this story as well, that Steeler fans, as soon as they see it, they're going to be very excited to see what you wrote regarding it. So
that image was my Facebook profile picture every time the Steelers and Browns played each other when I was in high school. And I shared that information with the people in that image, and they both found that very funny.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to it tomorrow. Any idea what time that'll be up for everyone to read at postgazette.com?
It's set to publish on our site at 4 a.m., so it should be up there before most everyone listening to this is awake, and then there will be some video storytelling to go along with this, too, on our YouTube channel and all of our social media platforms. It'll be hard to miss. It's going to be everywhere tomorrow.
That's awesome. I'm back on for Pomp and Joe tomorrow from 10 to 2, so I look forward to talking a little bit more about it. That should be a lot of fun. Noah, appreciate it. Thanks for hopping on tonight, and we'll do it again soon. Thanks, man.
Awesome. Thanks, Josh.
All right, that is Noah Hiles from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Joel, I told you what the story is about, and I don't want to spoil the release of it. I wish we could have talked more about it tonight, because I'm excited to read it. But it's an iconic Steelers Browns moment that, as Noah said, from that Super Bowl 40 season, that has lived on, and it's kind of brought up pretty much every time these two teams play. And it's I think it's going to make for one heck of a story. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You heard Noah there, and I'm very intrigued by what's happening with the Pirates right now. I probably have not been as, how can I put this that won't get me in trouble? I probably haven't been as down on the Pirates as I have been over the last year. For those of you who recall, at one point I was the Pirates pre- and post-game show host here. I then got a full-time job elsewhere and could not do that any longer during the summers. I enjoyed my time doing that very much. But when I stepped out of that role, I will tell you that my interest, because of, and I'm always following it, right? I'm always interested in what they're doing. I'm always keeping an eye on the Pirates because I still do host and I still do live here and I still have the team as part of, you know, my Pittsburgher DNA. But I can't lie to you and tell you that the Pirates, certainly in the last couple of summers, have kind of gone to a little bit of a back burner for me. And I don't think I'm alone, not only professionally speaking in the sports media market, but from a fan standpoint as well. There were some things done last year from a on-field standpoint that weren't great. More than that, there were some things done last year from an off-field standpoint that weren't so great as well. And to me, I just, like so many, I think grew a little bit of apathy towards the situation. Some of the people in this town have had that apathy for a couple of decades now. Mine started to set in, I think, during the course of last year because, well, it just seemed like this team was generally wasting what appeared to be a golden opportunity with Paul Skeens and a young, talented, up-and-coming pitching staff that was going to help them maybe get to the playoffs, maybe win in the playoffs, maybe more. That they just needed to try a little bit more, spend a little bit more. And the Pirates have not broken the bank here in this offseason. They haven't gone out and they didn't do the Schwarber deal. They weren't able to lock that down. They didn't go give a guy $30 million. But they got Brandon Lau, who's a solid player, a former All-Star, and a couple other good players, I think. I think at the end of the day, we might look back and say the Pirates actually got a couple of meaningful assets in that trade. They went out and got a top 100 prospect for a guy that's part of a depth surplus from starting pitching. They traded another starting pitcher, and they were able to get back three players that should impact the major league team. And then today they do something that they have not done in nearly a decade when they brought Ivan Nova in for 3 years and $26 million, and they go pay a guy for 2 years, $29 million, a guy that was an All-Star a year ago in Ryan O'Hearn. I saw somebody tweet this out, and I apologize because I didn't write this down and I should have. That's bad on me, but it's a good stat, and hopefully you can look this up. Ryan O'Hearn had a 127 weighted runs created plus. This is one of the many stats that baseball has that probably need to be scaled back on for the common fam, but it's a good representation of a ball player's meaningfulness. A 127 weighted runs created plus last season, which would be second amongst Pirates hitters, but not current Pirates hitters. It would be second amongst Pirates hitters in this past decade with a minimum of 500 plate appearances behind only 2021 Brian Reynolds. This guy would qualify, given the year that he had last year, he would qualify as the second best Pirates hitter in the last decade.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Now, there's those who say, well, he's not good against left-handed pitching. So anytime a lefty's out there, he's not going to be good. And that is true if you look at the career totals. His career averages against left-handed pitching, and I'm talking about Ryan O'Hearn here, who the Pirates signed today for 2 years and $29 million. His career batting average against left-handed pitching is .217. His career OPS against lefties is .642. Those are not great numbers. But against righties in his career, he bats .258 with a .759 OPS. Okay, those are better numbers, certainly. However, and I talked about this briefly with Noah, last year, Ryan O'Hearn batted .278 against lefties and had an OPS at .832 against left-handed pitching. That is really good. That is above average and then some when it comes to OPS, and that's against lefties. The guys that he does not hit the ball well against. So it's not like you're going to be able to go out against Ryan O'Hearn and throw your lefty in there and say, all right, well, this guy's going to most likely be an out because he bats .217 in his career against left-handed pitching. That, you hope, will not be the case now with O'Hearn and the Pirates, given what he did last year. And that should be the expectation, that he is able to keep up or be generally close to what he did last year against left-handed pitching. The Yankees as a team last year were the best OPS team against left-handed pitching in baseball. They were the best team in baseball when it comes to OPS against lefties. They were .797 last year as a team. He was .832. That goes to show, compared to the best team in baseball of hitting against lefties, he was better than the best team in baseball. On average, on their average. His .832 OPS against lefties was the 52nd best mark in the entire league. The Pirates, meanwhile, they were next to last in OPS versus lefties last year. So you bring in a guy who directly impacts, even though he is traditionally not good against lefties, and pretty good against righties. You bring in a guy that will impact your team when you face righties. You know that for sure. And you will bring in a guy as well that will, against lefties, give you better production than what you had in your lineup, essentially from just about anybody a year ago. I don't know that Ryan O'Hearn or Brandon Lau will be the all-stars that they have been in the past for the Pirates. Lord knows we have seen guys come here and stumble. But the Pirates are taking a chance here on guys that can directly help this ball club right now. And that will go into their lineup and maybe take them from, as Noah alluded to, a team that absolutely stunk at hitting the baseball last year, and at least bring them to a league average standpoint. Because what they were not average in last year, what they were far above average in, was pitching. And that pitching should get even better going forward. And oh, by the way, they have a guy coming up from a hitting standpoint that looks to be pretty damn good in Connor Griffin. So you're going to add that to the mix. You're going to combine all of this with the great pitching that you have that should theoretically be somewhere in the top five in baseball in ERA and most pitching statistics. They should be somewhere in the top five because that's right around where they sat last year, if not better. You have the best player, maybe period, pitcher certainly in baseball, in Paul Skeens. Player, maybe in the top five. Pitcher, the top one. And now you have a real chance. And I very intentionally asked that question to Noah about Ben Cherington. Last year, count me on board with the people who thought that it was absolutely egregious, outrageous, ridiculous that the Pirates brought Ben Cherington back. But I also threw this in there along the way. And I said this on the air numerous times. Ben Cherington has been very, very, very good at one thing, and that is building this pitching staff. If you could win GM of the year based on just pitching, Ben Cherington would have been the GM of the year last year. Because in a market like this, he was able to construct a pitching staff that finished among the very best in all of baseball. He didn't have to do it by giving guys $50 million a year. He didn't do it by breaking the bank. He made good analysis, good development, and ultimately, all of that turned into good pitching here in Pittsburgh, worked to his benefit. And I love that Ben Cherington's able to do that. The problem has been they have been so drastically, unbelievably, hilariously bad offensively that it has overshadowed the fact that this guy has been excellent at building a pitching staff. So what do they do this offseason? They could have said, well, we could bring in a new GM, but if we do that, we really have to give the GM the right, the ability, the flexibility to reshape this entire organization in the image that he wants it to be. And that, what does that mean? That means you probably tear the thing back down to the studs and you start all over. I don't think that you can afford to do that when you have a generational talent in Paul Skeens. Not right now. You also have, in a year's time, a potential lockout. So does it make sense to try to retool, overhaul, what have you, your entire organization right before an entire season of baseball could very well be put on pause? That doesn't really make sense either. So as much as, yes, I was on board with Ben Cherington being replaced, I kind of understand the reasons that they kept him now. And they've taken that a step forward here by saying, we are going to put our belief in the Pirates general manager. We are going to give this guy our support. We are going to give this guy our backing. And more than anything, we're going to give this guy our checkbook. And the Pirates and Bob Nutting, it appears to me that they have decided to go with the philosophy or theory or method or whatever you want to call it, of saying, Ben, we're finally going to give you a little bit of what you really need. And that's money to go get bats. And he's made a trade and taken on salary with that trade. He's now made a signing, a multi-year free agent signing, the first time that they have done that in about a decade. And he has gone and made this team better because of those moves. He spent more money. Hopefully they can spend a little bit more. I'd love to see this payroll crack up over $100 million. I'd love to see them pull towards more of the middle of the pack instead of being firmly in the lower 5-6 like they typically are. I would like to see that, and I think that they're on their way there. There's a couple more moves to make, and they should go make them. If you've come this far, why stop now? Why stop now if you're Ben Cherington? Why stop now if you're Bob Nutting? Why stop now if you're the Pirates? You're doing the right thing here. And I think fans are generally, for the first time in a long time, pleased at what they're seeing in an offseason with the Pittsburgh Pirates. I don't know when is the Pirate Fest is back this year, right? I believe Pirate Fest will happen in the winter months of 2026. Yeah, January 24th, Pirate Fest at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center in downtown Pittsburgh. I feel like for the first time, and I'm sure that there's going to be people, but typically people go there, and if they do like a Q&A session or something like that, a roundtable, whatever, panel, there's a lot of angry people screaming and yelling about a lack of spending, a lack of forward movement from the franchise. And typically I have thought, yes, those people are absolutely, positively, 100% warranted in their frustration. This year, I don't think that's the case. People have a right to be frustrated, for sure. The team needs to win to absolve people of frustrations, probably. I mean, they need to win, and they need to win big. But for the first time, you can look at the Pirates and saying, oh, it does look like they're actually trying to get better. It looks like they're trying to be a good team. And it makes sense what they're doing. They're bringing in guys that fill voids in an offense that had a bunch of them. They're trading from their point of wealth, and they're doing things that smart, small market teams do. They're taking advantage of what they have as a surplus, and they're able to fill their absences, their voids. So I commend the Pirates for what they're doing right now. I commend Ben Cherington, and yes, I commend Bob Nutting, because ultimately he had to be the one to okay them adding more payroll. I wish they would add a lot more. But right now, I like the direction that they're going, and as somebody who fell into a state of apathy towards the Pirates during last season, because it felt like they were unserious people when it came to winning baseball games as an organization, they now have me back a little bit. I'm now intrigued. I'm now curious as to what will happen, and I hope that they don't let me down. I hope that they keep moving forward. I hope that they keep adding money to this payroll, and good players in particular, to this payroll, because with Connor Griffin and Paul Skeens, from a hitting and pitching standpoint, this could be one of the most fun, young, exciting teams in baseball that could very well do some things that we haven't seen here in far too long. 412-928-9370. That's the number if you want to reach us. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. I'm Josh Rountree. This is the Fan Evening Show. We'll take your calls after the break. 412-928-9370 is where you can reach me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.